This is the Don and Mike Show. Some of our favorite moments.
Oh, I guess that's it.
These are our favorite moments, the ultimate best of Don and Mike. Thank you for joining us as we lead up to Friday for Don's final live show on the Don and Mike Show. This week, Rob has done a great job of assembling things you've never heard before, things you haven't heard in ages, and some great montages as well, which I think we have one of those coming up in just a moment.
We do indeed. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of moments featured here. I want to say why we're playing some of the music today, too.
Oh, yeah.
This was the theme song to the phone scan for... Thank you, Kay, for us a good long time. So the records are even chosen with you, the listener, in mind.
That's right.
A trip down memory lane, some of our favorites. We start here. Buzz, do you remember in years past when the Don and Mike Show actually started at 2 o'clock, even though we didn't hit the network till 3?
Right.
And 2 o'clock, we did what we called the pre-show, and it included a newscast. And it was something you actually had to do in the 2 o'clock hour.
I had forgotten about that newscast, but I do remember doing the pre-show, or in, as some people called it, a cold open. It was just, it was always a freewheeling show.
Yes.
But the pre-show was really a chance for us to let our hair down.
It was fun because there were no network guidelines. We could start whatever time we wanted. That's when the cavalcade was going crazy.
People love that.
Yeah, we will be actually running a few vintage cavalcades this week, too.
Wonderful.
So I want to bring that up. But this is a pre-show from 1996, I believe, first show of 1996.
Wow.
And also a look to the heavily reverbed WAVA days, a couple wacky phoners from 1989. These are our favorite moments on the best of Don and Mike.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter, the guy who makes with a clever patter. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
I can't believe we're back.
Whoa.
We're here. 2 weeks. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, everything's the same. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Oh, golly, what a decision I had to make. Jamaica, Fairfax. Of course, we chose Fairfax.
And you arrived yesterday, and it's nice to arrive back in Washington and see this wonderful weather we're having.
HH, howdy, hi. You can relax because we are here.
As the ratings go up, competition goes down.
Remove that.
Don and Mike's syndication has spread through the nation. Their shows
hold on, wait a minute.
No, not this side. No.
Hold on. Let me stop that. No. Stop the tape for just a second.
Not this side.
Yeah, someone puts a piece of cardboard over the vents here in the studio so as to keep the air from circulating in this room.
Yeah, making it much like a casket in here.
All right, can you pull that down, Rob?
Yes. Much less coffin-like now.
Right. Beautiful oxygen. Fill my lungs.
That'll be back up tomorrow when the count gets here.
Right back to the song. Well, I guess we are up to the point in the song where I say, hello, I'm Don, and he's Mike.
All this hatred that's just been brewing for 2 weeks.
We're back. Good guy time, chime time, much more music time. It's 2:39.
Don and Mike are the ones who will best entertain you. Great radio pair. Best on the air.
We're good to see you. Feeling so much like a coffin in here. Dean Martin stopped by for some coffee.
I just thought I'd come by and check it out. Hey, who put that cardboard over the vent?
There he is, my left and your right.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Hi, same to you. I know I didn't have the traditional spiel about the stations and the cities. That'll all come back to me tomorrow.
Sure, it takes a while. You know, we're back from our long break.
For right now, I'm just acclimating myself. I guess it's much like a man who serving a life sentence in prison gets a call from the warden. They say, listen, you popped out of here. We're letting you go. And then you get out, and you're having the greatest time, and then they say, listen, hold on, we made a mistake.
That's right.
Yeah.
come back. come back to the cell block.
That's right. And really, and once again, I must reiterate, when you go, you know, when we get this little break, I think everybody kind of went their separate ways, and a few of us went to where there was warm weather. And to arrive yesterday, and most of us did arrive yesterday, and to land and look around, and it's this lovely color of gray. How long has it been gray around here?
That's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it's about depressing. November 1st.
Pretty depressing.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, 1-800-529-9900.
That's right. If you're depressed about the weather like we are, you can order our interactive CD-ROM.
Happy 1996 for those of you who thought the Shale spiel would stop in 1995.
Absolutely not.
No, just not as high pressure, not as intense
right.
in 1996 as we continue to hawk the interactive CD-ROMs. I'm hoping that you've all received yours.
Yes, I certainly hope that's happened.
We're going to have a segment on the program today devoted to the CD-ROM where we'll be trying to answer some of your questions about maneuvering your way around the world of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM. And because we do love you the most, wow, here's
Don
today's clue.
So
I'll give it to you right now, right up front before we get on the network.
People in Washington and Baltimore get a little jump on the gun.
Keep turning.
Okay.
Until you hear Charlie.
So Charlie is the key to getting you out of purgatory.
I mean,
when you hear Charlie,
exceptionally high.
Go straight.
It makes me like, say, how can he do it?
And incidentally, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm just trying to give you. And yes, maybe I'm just a little sensitive about this since I was the affection of a gay man.
Oh, really?
Yes, a gay man in Jamaica.
Wow. Hit on you?
Well, kind of. I'll tell you the full story in a couple of minutes.
We but, understand his attraction, certainly.
Right. He told me. Oh, shut up, you. Okay. Happy New Year, Buzz. Why is it so impossible to think that maybe another guy would find me attractive?
I'm not. I'm. That's just what I'm saying.
You know it's not impossible for me to
not
believe
surprising
that
at all.
After 10 long years.
He told me I had beautiful eyes.
Did he really?
Yes,
again,
he did.
Again, wow. Correct?
Yeah. So listen, when you hear Charlie's voice, go straight.
Oh, man, it's so tough not to just begin to hurl questions at you willy-nilly now.
If you follow this simple tip, you'll be able to, if you'll pardon the pun, you'll be able to navigate your way successfully through purgatory.
Did that guy follow
but
the simple tip?
I'll also tell you how Elvis brought us together.
Oh, really?
Elvis Aaron Presley was what brought the gay guy over to me in Jamaica by the pool.
All right.
But he told me that I have just beautiful eyes. So here's the clue one more time. Purgatory, yeah, that's the maze you get to when you go to the exit doors. When you hear Charlie's voice, go straight ahead. When you come to an intersection, if you hear a different voice other than Charlie's, keep turning until you hear Charlie. When you hear Charlie's voice, go straight. If you follow this simple tip, you'll navigate your way successfully through purgatory.
Purgatory!
That is the clue today. We'll have a clue for you every day for the thousands of you that purchased the World of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM.
And may I take this opportunity to say thank you to the good people of United Airlines who once again provided us with an absolutely flawless traveling experience, as it seems they always do. It
Same
was
here.
Absolutely, you know, and we, with our little baby, not the easiest traveler of the world, they did a great job. And I was real happy with everybody. And I love that airline, and I like to say it every time we fly it.
Salute.
I could just say F U, U.S. Air.
No surprise there.
We didn't have the best time traveling with U.S. Air, Mike.
Would that be your carrier, Don?
That would be. It would be F-U-S. Air.
Okay.
That would be the carrier that attempted yesterday to make, you know, from Jamaica to Baltimore,
right.
It is a three-hour flight.
Right. Sure.
3 hours. You get on the plane, you're in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
11 and a half hours yesterday.
Way wow. to go.
Thank you, F-U-S. Air. Well, I'm glad you had a nice time, Mike.
Well, you got to fly United.
It's 2:45 on WJFK FM at AM. Start the program. We'll get to all the stuff about vacation and then on with the show. It'll be a great 1996.
Right.
Oh, and please tune up that Dean Martin. We may have to be going to the highway to heaven here
hey,
shortly.
Hey, don't you worry, Don. I'll be going to the couch real soon.
It's 2:45 now. In the news, here's Radio's Buzz Burbank. Cello Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Let's see if we remember how to do this. So we got back from vacation, and about an hour ago, we got a bulletin from the Associated Press saying that lawmakers in the House have again refused to end the latest partial government shutdown, which is now the longest government shutdown in American history. The Senate's already voted to stop the madness, but when Democrats tried to get the House to follow suit over today's lunch hour, Republicans blocked the effort. They are still trying to pressure the president into agreeing to their plan for balancing the budget first. Other news, one of the OJ jurors will be naked in the March issue of Playboy, and a 24-hour karaoke TV channel has just signed on in Singapore. Crooks,
did yes? you Did you say the OJs are going to be performing somewhere?
No, no, no. I said one of the OJ jurors will be naked in the March issue of Playboy.
Was it the OJs karaoke?
No, no. There's a karaoke channel just signing on in Singapore.
All right, gotcha.
I'll try not to run them together so much in the
future.
Thank you, boss. Crooks are still stupid. Our first dumb criminal stories of 1996 after the sports. Next.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Let me interrupt you for just
I'm
a second.
Sorry.
Okay.
As I am often wont to do, I was just going over some faxes that we received.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of faxes like this, and I'm glad that this came over to remind me. Mm-hmm. Dear Don and Mike, remember after you did It's a Wonderful Life, and you said that it would put Jimmy Stewart in his grave if he wasn't already there? Mm-hmm. Are you guys aware that Jimmy Stewart collapsed the night that you did It's a Wonderful Life, hit his head?
That's true.
And had to go to a hospital?
That is a true story.
The hospital. Also, I wonder if he was listening. So I don't know.
I know is that when I saw the news of him coming back from the hospital and coming back to his home, I was greatly relieved.
Also, did you hear Jim J. Bullock finally admitted he's gay? What?
Okay.
No.
We're not
gonna
be
Are you mad?
Man,
anyway,
he kept it such a good secret.
Thought you might discuss these things today.
It doesn't seem like
we might. Thank you for the facts. Do appreciate it. And best wishes to Jimmy Stewart.
Absolutely.
Hope Dean's not saving him a spot.
Finally, there are apparently more job openings for crooks than cooks, so culinary student Martin Lotzberg decided to try his hand at second-story work. He broke into a home in Hyde Park, New York, gathered up the items he planned to steal. The owners came home much later, but Martin, the novice burglar, was still there. They knew this because they could hear him snoring. Like Goldilocks, Martin Lotzberg was fast asleep until the cops got there. In St. Louis, a guy slipped into a health center planning to steal some stuff. He hid in the bathroom until the staff had gone home for the night. He picked up the items he'd come looking for and prepared to leave. That's when he discovered he couldn't get out. The place was locked up like a prison. There was only one thing left to do, call 911 and claim he'd been accidentally locked in the building by an absent-minded security guard. He told the police he'd told the guard he needed to use the restroom and that the guard buzzed him in. Great story. Would have worked, too, except there is no buzzer. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You're the buzzer.
There you go.
Thank you, Buzz. We shall be right back on WJFK.
Don and Mike on WJFK, Washington.
Don and Mike on WJFK, Baltimore.
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Man, I tell you.
21 before 8 at WAVA.
I'm trying to move on here.
Okay, go ahead.
And now to Duffy Strode.
Duffy Strode!
Now, Duffy Strode is the kid who was kicked out of school for telling his teachers that they were prostitutes.
Yeah, whoremongers, I think was the word out of the Bible that Duffy used. And you've probably seen Duffy on the evening news. He just stands out in front of his school and he screams.
Well, this is not a battle between the Strodes and the school system,
yeah.
Robin Strode says. It's a fight between the Lord and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The school is the devil.
Right.
The claim came after Duffy Strode began the school year as he ended the last, suspended. This time he told his principal to go to hell.
Nice, nice kid.
Let's see if we can get a hold of Duffy Strode.
And
see if he'd like to chat with us for a moment.
If you happen to get a copy of the USA Today, there's a very attractive picture of young Duffy right on the front page. And it looks like he's in mid-scream right there.
Boy, we are covering the gamut to bring you entertainment, huh?
We certainly are.
An Elvis Presley imitator.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who eats his mother-in-law after she's turned into a goat. And now Duffy Strode.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Duffy's line is busy.
Oh, too bad.
Hold on, let me try it one more time. And while we're waiting,
we had a nice conversation with Mrs. Strode the last time we called Duffy's house. A little argument, actually, Mrs. Strode. We just don't think she should have her kids out in front of the school screaming at everyone.
Yeah, it says when the Strodes were disruptive, when they called the children called names such as whoremongers.
Oh, Duffy, Duffy, Duffy.
Despite several suspensions, both of the Strode boys have been promoted with high grades. During the summer, the family made several appearances on TV talk shows. David Strode vows his sons and his daughter, Pepper, will continue preaching the Bible as loudly as they like.
And right where the school bus pulls up, right where the teacher aides are, just standing out in front of the school going, "Hey, you all stink!" Man, I couldn't believe it the first time I saw this kid.
He needs to be taken over somebody's knee.
I think
he needs to be introduced to the Board of Education.
Well, and his number's busy. We'll have to try him later. Thank God we've got a backup call here, Mike.
Thank God. The Rip Van Winkle of North Carolina is still in bed.
Yeah.
56 years after he pulled the sheets over his head and vowed never to get up again.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed but the weather, says Johnny Richardson, whose mind-boggling story appeared in 1982 in the Weekly World News.
Typically, that publication would have that story.
The man says he's been on his back since 1932. He is now 72 years old, and let's call Johnny Richardson. He's never been out of bed.
You know, I was thinking of that, and if he can pull it off, it's not a bad way to go, actually, if he can live like that since 1932.
Can I get you anything? Now, Frank, does this guy have some kind of medical problem? Are we going to get into a bee's nest here?
Well, just, you know, the reason he was originally placed in bed is he had a weak heart when he was a teenager, so he just was told to get a lot of rest.
Just never gotten out of bed?
Exactly. So, I mean, you might want to steer away from that, but, I mean, other than that, he seems to have had a decent life.
You know, I see this.
Hello? Hello, is this Johnny? Johnny, good morning. This is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio in Washington, D.C. Would you have a moment to chat with us on our little radio show? Would you have a moment to chat with us on the radio, sir?
He's answering now.
You haven't talked in a long time on the radio. Would you like to talk with us on the radio, sir?
Still answering the question, I guess.
Well, what can we talk to you for a second anyway? Can we talk to you for a second? We have some questions for you.
Christ, he sounds like Shannon.
Well, okay, he said. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Johnny Richardson.
Hi, Johnny. How are you today?
Oh, very well, I guess. How are you?
Just fine.
Johnny's still in bed?
Yeah, still in the bed.
Says here that you haven't...
Can't raise up and turn over.
Says here you haven't been up since 1932?
Right. No, I was 42.
42. You haven't rolled over since 1960?
Right.
You ever want to roll over?
Yeah, I try to turn over. I can't use my body. I got the use of my legs back some, but I can use them now, but I can't use my body.
Yeah.
Well,
we want to wish you the best of luck.
Well, we saw a story about you in one of these like National Enquirer newspapers.
Huh?
We saw a story about you in one of these newspapers that said North Carolina's Rip Van Winkle is still in bed.
Yeah, I'm still in bed.
Yeah. Have you seen the picture of yourself that was in the Weekly World News?
No, I'm not. I'm not seeing any one of them. I've seen the story. I've been putting them in there, but part of it's right and part of it ain't.
Do you watch a lot of television, Johnny?
Huh?
Do you watch a lot of television?
Oh, I watch the news and weather. I don't watch stories.
Uh-huh.
You have a favorite TV show, Johnny?
No, I don't watch nothing on TV. On just the weather.
What's the last good book you read?
Johnny?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's the last really good book you read?
Last good book I read?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't read much. I can't see to read much.
All right, Johnny. Okay, sir. Well, thank you for your time. You know, there's a story about you in the Weekly World News.
Well, I'll try to get a copy of it, but I ain't gotten there yet.
Yeah, the story doesn't say anything about you being sick, John. It just talks about how you've been in bed since 1932.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Take care.
At the end of this.
Bye-bye, Johnny.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Try watching The Cosby Show. That's a good one. I think you'll like that one.
Huh?
Try watching The Cosby Show. It's a television show I think you'll like.
Win, lose, or draw. That's another good one.
Oh, just the weather. I'll listen to that in the news.
Yeah. You ever try Johnny Carson?
No, I never have. I've never seen that story.
You've never seen Johnny Carson?
No, I'm not.
Who are you going to vote for president, Johnny?
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Pleasure chatting with you.
Hello.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Johnny.
Johnny? Johnny, hang up the phone, Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny?
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny, hang up the phone.
Johnny?
Johnny.
There we go. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, man. We just got a ring at Duffy Strode's house. Do we try Duffy back?
Yeah.
Do we try? Frank, what do you think?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's give the Strode residents, Duffy Strode, teen preacher. Actually, he's not a teenager yet, is he?
What? Preteen. He's a preteen preacher.
Preteen preacher.
Calling the Strode residents.
Now, just rang a second ago, and it's been busy for pretty much an hour.
Oh, rats.
Man. Oh, rats. Oh, nuts.
Just getting loads of calls at the Strodes this morning.
Oh, nuts. 752 WAVA. Well, maybe he's talking to Johnny.
Yeah, we could always call Johnny Richardson back, the guy that's been in bed since 1932.